Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the bliss point of podcasts, or the tired point of podcasts. I know I'm repeating myself, but I am so tired I don't even have the words to explain to you how much. And it's so bad because it's affecting my life in a very negative way, because I don't have energy to do things, and sometimes I doubt that I'll make it through the day without falling asleep at work, and it really, really gets on my nerves. But that's not what I want to talk about today. Let's talk about change for a moment, because I think that it's so interesting. We constantly evolve, we constantly change, we constantly become somebody else, and that's so interesting. And I am noticing in myself that I have learned a couple of things, especially the last few weeks. Not necessarily about myself, only about people, about my situation. And there's just one thing I'm realizing, and it's that the fear of tomorrow, of the future, of the unknown, is really something to let go of. I know for myself that it's holding me back big time, because I have so many plans and ideas in my head that I actually want to execute, but I'm tired, yes, but I'm also scared, and fear is not going to get you anywhere, really. So it's really important to be courageous and to remind ourselves that we are love. Because through the act of loving, we diminish fear. I don't know if you're into the Bible, what your faith is, if you believe in God, but I believe in God. I believe in Jesus Christ. And he basically conquered all through his never-ending, unconditional love towards everyone. And that's exactly what we should do. We should follow him, and we should live our lives in love, and we should not just love the people around us, but also ourselves, and also what we do, because I believe that if you do something you're passionate about, and something that means something to you, it doesn't always have to be fun, but if you do meaningful work, you give something back. You create something. You live in faith. You don't just walk in faith, you also work in faith. And that's something I'm realizing more and more, is how privileged I am to have picked a job that I really, really like. I don't know if I'll do this job for a long time or if I'll find something else that fulfills me equally as much, but I know I love being creative and being paid for being creative. And that's just really, really cool. And I'm very thankful for it. And yesterday I read a quote by Marcus Aurelius. And if you don't know him, he's one of the big Stoic philosophers. He was a king and also a philosopher who wrote a lot of I think diaries it was, and snippets, so to say, that turned into books. And he says, "Never let the future disturb you. You will meet it, if you have to, with the same weapons of reason which today arm you against the present." And what that means is very simply that there's no use in worrying about tomorrow, because you are going to be fine. And I want to leave you with this quote, because I think it's so positive and uplifting, and it can really take away the fear of tomorrow and the fear of the unknown, because at the end of the day, the only constant there is in life is change. So let's embrace it and let's work with it. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really hope you enjoyed this. If you did, please make sure to rate my podcast wherever you are listening. And subscribe if you haven't already. Thank you so much in advance, and I will catch you on Sunday or Monday. We'll see. Bye.